Anthony has been in touch with us. He is not happy with Liam Neeson. He says, Frank, integrated education is an attempt to diminish Irishness and our sense of Catholicism. Nothing else, says Anthony. This is the reason that he's not happy with the actor, the superstar who is Liam Neeson.
As Northern Ireland moves forward from division, who do we look to for a future we can share? Our children. So why continue to educate them apart? Different religions, different backgrounds, different schools. There is another way. Protestants and Catholics, other beliefs and none, learning and working together every day. Most people agree that educating children together is a better way forward for our society. It's time to turn our aspiration into reality. Do you know that you, the parents, can help begin the process of integrating your school? Believe in your children. Believe in their future. Register your support now at integratemyschool.com. And together we can build a better society for everyone.
So this Liam very clear on how he feels about it. The Hollywood star, the man from Ballymena, he has lent his voice to a new initiative to bring integrated education to within reach for nearly every school in Northern Ireland. The Integrated Education Fund has launched Integrate My School, I'm In campaign. And one of the spokespeople is David Cook. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So, David, what about like a school that would traditionally be a controlled or maintained? And for, the, you know, to keep it simple, we talk Protestant or Catholic here.
Yep.
So you go to a Catholic school and you feel, right, I'm here and there's a Catholic ethos and this is the reason that I've sent my children to this school. But I'm listening to Liam Neeson and I want the school to be integrated. Is that possible?
Well, it is. I mean, the transformation process, Frank, is open to all sectors. That's controlled, maintained, or voluntary grammars. But if I could take Anthony's point, there's never been any attempt on the part of the integrated movement to diminish the concept of education within a Catholic ethos. The only difference is if you attend an integrated school, you can have a perfectly good Catholic education. You can also have a perfectly good Protestant education. You just have them under the same roof.
It's a hard argument to beat back, if you don't mind me saying, David. I'm sure you'll be happy for me to say it, because I do look at schools today, and I've a lot of people who I'm very familiar with who work in the teaching sector, and I qualified as a teacher. A lot of my peer group and friends are teachers, and I'm in and out of schools, and the number of religions, for example, that you see in a Catholic school, we're not just talking about the occasional person from a Protestant background, we're talking about people who would be from a Jewish background or people from a Muslim background or people from no religion whatsoever. Some of the schools are peppered with that sort of experience.
They are, Frank, and we're not trying to take away people's choice. Indeed, the whole purpose of the Integrate My School platform is to give parents more choice. And all of this stems from some research that we did in 2013, which demonstrated that upwards of 79% of parents decided they would support a school becoming formally integrated. But only 1 in 10 of those parents knew that it was possible. So all the Integrate My School campaign is about is highlighting that there is this process and you can't avail yourself of it. And it's both a confidential and a democratic process. So we're not trying to foist any particular campaign on people. I mean, it's there. It's always been there. In fact, Frank's been there since 1978. It's just that people haven't been aware of it.
But how would it work in reality if the school belongs to the Catholic Church, for example? I'm not just using Catholics as the only example here, but it's the one that's crossing my mind at the moment, because there's a debt of gratitude to the Catholic Church for setting up the schools, for providing the facilities, for owning the land and all of that. You just can't weigh in and say, right, we're changing the rules now.
Well, we're not weighing in. That's the whole point, Frank. This is a parent-driven initiative. In the first instance, it takes 20% of those parents, or parents representing 20% of the children at the school, simply to register an interest. There's then a confidential ballot. And if a simple majority of 50% more of the parents decide that they want the school to transform, then the transformation takes place. But it takes place against the backdrop of a development proposal that goes to the Department of Education. So I fully acknowledge that everyone in the maintained sector does owe a debt of gratitude. But, you know, times have moved on, and it's the parents who are paying the taxes that actually fund the education budget, Frank, and all this is doing is actually giving parents a say, and it's a perfectly democratic say. It's also a very confidential say.
And likewise, there's a very vocal group within the Protestant religion who would see it as an intrusion to have Catholics next or near their children when their children are in their formative years.
Well, I accept that, but the integrated ethos is about developing respect for both traditions, Frank, and I see no harm at all in looking at the future in terms of the educational process. If we continue to look at the future with two eyes on the historical past, then we're going to be stumbling around in a very dark place.
Yes, but if everyone listens to Liam Neeson, we mightn't have the facility that so many Protestants call for in this part of the world, and so many Catholics call for as well, that really they should be kept apart. They should learn individually, understand their own religion, know what their background is, and this is a mindset that still exists within Northern Ireland, hopefully they'll marry their own.
Frank, there's plenty of room in the system for everyone, for every choice. I'm not for a minute suggesting that every parent is going to choose to send their child to an integrated school, but we'd simply like them to have the option if that's what their choice is. And there can't be any, I can't see anything wrong in that on any level. And yes, I accept that people are traditionally going to want to send their children to a voluntary grammar, for example, or a Catholic maintained school. But at the same time, you know, this is about choice, and it's not about taking things away from people. It's about highlighting the fact that people have choice.
So we're not trying to... Do we not already have the choice? And there's a keenness to go to the very well-known, for want of a better term, in brackets, inappropriate term, Protestant grammars and Catholic grammars, as opposed to the integrated sector. There's a demand to go to the very popular Catholic primary schools and Protestant primary schools more so than the integrated. The integrated already exist, but the majority have rejected it.
Well, I'm going to pull you up on that one. Over the last 2 years, Frank, there have been 15 development proposals agreed for the integrated sector. There are a further 9 in the pipeline. This morning, Frank, I drove past Lagan College, which only kicked off 30 years ago. There are 1,200 pupils at that school, and there's a development proposal for another 100 pupils in the pipeline. That strikes me that there's as many people, certainly a significant amount of people, who want to go down the integrated route, and all this campaign is doing is highlighting that they've got that opportunity.
But parents prefer to choose the school on the back of its academic record, and Lagan College's recent academic record is actually very, very good. So therefore, it's being successful on the back of its teaching as opposed to its ethos. Whereas the parents might be thinking, oh, St Dominic's, Rathmore, Methody, Insta, I prefer to go to those schools because their academic record likewise is outstanding. They don't give any thought to, I wonder will there be Protestants or Catholics there?
Well, Frank, academic achievement is one factor. It's an important factor in achieving an all-round education, but it's not the only factor, Frank. And as I say, 30 years ago, a group of parents got together and decided that they wanted something more for their children, and the result is Lagan College. We're always striving to achieve better academic results within the integrated education system, as indeed is every school. But that's only one factor, Frank, and there are other factors. I mean, we are living in a divided society. There's no question about that. We only have to look at the current political situation at the moment. If we all had a bit more respect for each other, we mightn't be in the situation we are. And actually what the central to the integrated ethos is the teaching of respect for all traditions.
And it manifests itself in the outcome of the elections. I don't know what's going to happen this time around, but if you look back over the last number of years, the parties who get in and the people who garner the most votes would be those who wouldn't be supportive of integrated education.
I wouldn't say that, Frank. A lot of people have said if they wanted to build, and this is both from the DUP and indeed Sinn Féin, If they wanted to start off with a clean sheet of paper, they wouldn't have the education system they've got at the moment. But we are where we are, Frank, and at the end of the day, as I said, we're not doing anything more than and saying, you know, to parents, you've got a choice. Have a think about it. Visit the website. And if integration is the way forward for you and your children, then by all means register your interest.
And you mentioned the political parties there. I don't know the answer to this question, but very surprised, however, if there's anyone in the DUP that's ever sent their child to an integrated school, or anyone in Sinn Féin who's ever sent their child to an integrated school.
You might be surprised, Frank. I mean, I don't have that information to hand because, of course, it's confidential. And people will, you know, stick within their traditions, and that's fine. There's room for everyone in this very small island of ours. All that we're saying is, you know, exercise your choice or go online, have a look at what the integrated sector has done in the last 30, 35 years. Have a think about it and decide if you want a better future for your children in this country.
Is there positive discrimination towards the integrated sector when it comes to funding?
No, not at all. Not at all. If anything, Frank, the integrated sector has been underfunded for the last 25 years. Had it not been for the Integrated Education Fund, which is a charity, a lot of the integrated initiatives wouldn't have got off the ground.
And have we managed to totally get away from any threat of bullying or whatever? If a young Protestant goes to an integrated school, or a young group of Protestants is mostly Catholics, is that a worry from yesteryear, or vice versa? Does that threat, does that risk exist, or am I looking back at a dark time?
I would hope that's history, Frank.
So that is gone. That is you see, I understand where Liam Neeson's coming from on this, and it's got to do with an international viewpoint, and his eyes are seeing it from that distance that he has now built between himself and Northern Ireland. Anyone looking in would think we're mad, that we've all these schools and we're such a small place and the kids don't get to know each other. But then they don't fully understand us, whereas Liam Neeson should understand us.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, Frank, we're the first to acknowledge we are where we are, but that doesn't stop us trying to change it. And we're not looking for a complete overhaul of the system, Frank. We're simply saying to parents, think about this option. Visit the website. And if you think it's a realistic option for your children, then register your interest.
But you will have the school authorities where your children are attending objecting to what you're doing.
Some of them will, and some of them won't. In the case of the last three transformations, the Board of Governors were all on board. Now, it isn't entirely necessary to have the Board of Governors on board. It's extremely helpful. But the way that the transformation process works, it can be driven entirely by parental choice. And that's all we're highlighting, Frank.
And shared education, that you're not happy with that, this initiative whereby you've got the same campus but totally separate educations?
I actually welcome shared education, Frank. I think it's a step in the right direction.
But it's not integrated education.
No, but it's a step on the way, and that's got to be applauded, Frank. You know, the difference between shared education and integrated education is you're not just sharing a playground with integrated education, you're sharing a school.
So you do see shared education as a staging post on the way to us all being integrated in the future?
It's a very positive step forward, Frank.
Okay. David, thank you for it. People are phoning and texting here. We'll hear what they have to say. You, just finally, you must be very pleased with Liam Neeson's endorsement.
We are indeed. He's been a very constant supporter.
Thanks for your time this morning, David. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's David Cook. He's from the Integrated Education Fund. And a lot of you are saying...